been charged with killing two people in rural Cherokee County in June of last year. The other inmate, Michael Wayne Martzolf, was being held on drug-related crimes. The Cherokee County Sheriff's Office says the man escaped Monday night but did not provide details about the escape. Hopkins was facing capital murder charges in the deaths of two people. Both escapees have extensive tattoos and could be in a white 2008 Honda Accord with a Missouri tag. Rick Everett with your Wednesday Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KCLAN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KCLAN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Police in Wichita say four people are under arrest after the shooting death of a 22-year-old man. Police Captain Jason Stevens says Jose Covarrubias died after being shot late Monday at an apartment complex on the city's northwest side. He said investigators learned four suspects met the victim for a drug deal. A fight broke out and one of the suspects fired at the victim. Authorities say an 18, a 20, and a 22-year-old man were booked into the Sedgwick County Jail yesterday on possible charges of first-degree murder in commission of a felony. A 16-year-old suspect was also arrested. The Kansas State Fair has a deal for you. From today through Saturday, the Kansas State Fair will be having a buy one, get one free on gate admissions. For every gate ticket purchased, they'll send you double the amount. As an example, if you order five, you'll actually get 10. Also, there's no online processing fee during the sale. You can learn more by going to the State Fair website, kansasstatefair.com. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A Holdridge man charged in shootings that killed two men and seriously injured another will undergo a fourth mental evaluation. The Kearney Hub reports that a judge this week approved a motion by prosecutors seeking the psychiatric evaluation of 48-year-old Manuel Gomez. The motion followed Gomez's April filing, indicating he intends to rely on an insanity defense at trial. Authorities say Gomez shot and killed 65-year-old Raymond Burton and 54-year-old David Rogers in February of 2019 at the Sunrise View Apartments in Holdridge. Prosecutors say he also shot and wounded his attorney at the time. A trade group for pork producers asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture to appeal a recent federal judge's order that struck down a federal rule allowing pork processing plants to speed up processing. The National Pork Producers Council said that the slowdown in speeds could cost farmers $80 million in reduced income. Mid-America Network News.
Isn't it great that the food you crave can be so good for you? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great. Beef Month is a time to celebrate the farmers and ranchers who work hard every day to raise safe and nutritious beef. This May Beef Month message is brought to you by
Cattle Empire, in the heart of the beef feeding empire. Call them at 620-649-2235.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news for KNDY, this is Jen Horn. A house fire was reported at 6:31 p.m. Sunday night in Waterville at 226 North Colorado. The fire was contained to one bedroom. There were no injuries. The cause of the fire is undetermined. KNDY recently spoke with Jim Swim Jr., part of the American Legion Post 163 Memorial Day Committee, about their upcoming Avenue of Flags project.
The Avenue of Flags is a display that Post 163 puts up at the Marysville City Cemetery during Memorial Day. I'm sure all of you witnessed it. You know, it's the flags that, at the west entrance that leads to Soldier Mound. The inspiration of this project, from our historical research, it was established by the Veterans Memorial Wreath Committee. And that was organized in January 30th of 1964. From our research, that wreath committee, they're responsible for putting up permanent type wreaths on veteran grave sites. And also they're responsible for supplying poles, materials, and maintaining the upkeep of the Avenue of Flags. So that's our historical research on when that project started, and it's in its continuance up till today. What they'll do is they'll be similar to what we do now, but they'll be easier to maintain and also to administer as far as putting them up and taking them down. We'll have sleeves that go into concrete footings in the ground, and the telescoping poles will actually slide into those sleeves. When we raise the poles, you can raise them up to about 16 foot in height, you know, after you put the flag on. But what we'd like to do is leave those poles in place throughout the summer so we have more of an opportunity to display flags on specific holidays that are more patriotic in nature. And we would reach out to not only for the Legion to do it, but we'd be reaching out to other volunteer organizations to help us administer and support this project.
Now, obviously, you're going to be needing to do some fundraising for these poles. Tell us about that campaign.
Okay, yeah, sure. The fundraising project, we're going to launch that here in June of this year. And what we'll do is we'll reach out to community folks. We'd like to keep it more grassroots and local. We'll send letters to veteran families and veterans themselves. What we'll be asking for is each pole, if you want to support a flagpole, it would cost $300. And that would offset the cost of the pole and putting it in the ground, and also ongoing maintenance that we would have to have typically for something like that, and also erecting a plaque to identify those individuals that gave money towards this project. Purchased two example poles to be displayed at the cemetery, and they'll be in the ground at the west entrance, probably the Thursday before Memorial Day starts, and we'll leave those example poles in the ground. Might have one telescoped up and one retracted, but if folks are interested in seeing what kind of product they'd be supporting, they could sure go out to the cemetery and take a look at it.
What is the timeline you're hoping to achieve here?
Like I said, we're starting June 2021. We're looking at purchasing approximately 90 poles. So we feel we can get this done within a 12 to 14-month timeline. So ideally, if we could, I mean, if we get good participation, we would like to have this ready to go by Memorial Day next year. But I think we're going to have good support for this project. It's reasonable, and it goes toward a worthy cause.
And if people would like to donate or would like more information, who should they contact?
They could contact myself, Jim Swim Jr. at 562 8390, or you could call Larry Plegge, who is chair of our Memorial Day committee with the Legion Post 163, at 562-8996.
Again, we've been talking with Jim Swim, Jr. of the American Legion Post 163 Memorial Day Committee about the upcoming Avenue of Flags project. Funeral service for Ross J.D. David Koss will be Saturday at 10:30 in the Marysville City Cemetery with a graveside service. Kinsley Mortuary is in charge of arrangements for Ross J.D. Koss. Aladdine Mame Shackleton Parks, age 97, of Humboldt, Nebraska, passed away May 20th. Memorial service is Saturday, May 29th at 10:30 a.m. at Salem United Church of Christ, Steiner, Nebraska. Visitation is Friday, 9 to 8, with family receiving friends from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Wary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Interment at Salem United Church of Christ Cemetery. Service will be live streamed on the Wary Mortuary Monument Facebook page. Wary Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Aladdine Mame Shackleton Parks. James A. Richardson, age 76, of Marysville, passed May 10th. Graveside services 1 p.m. Saturday, May 29th at Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 to 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, with family receiving friends 5 to 7 p.m. Burial at Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for James A. Richardson. Robert Oldie of Lynn, age 86, passed May 23rd. Service at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, May 27th at Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Visitation Wednesday, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Family receiving friends, 5 to 7. Burial at Zion Lutheran Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Robert Old.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, Ritz Chicken with rice, mixed vegetables, and spiced apple rings. Thursday, ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, peas, and fruit cocktail.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, that cold front that was across the central upper parts of the Midwest is now off to our east. We're going to see dry weather for today, mostly sunny skies and into this evening. But we do have another low pressure system that'll be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest. That's going to bring us rain showers and thunderstorms as we head into late tonight through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Once that system moves through, it looks like dry weather as we head into Friday and Saturday. And behind this system, we're definitely going to see cooler temperatures. Highs only in the 60s and 70s across the central parts of the United States. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms, mainly overnight, some that rain heavy at mid-60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s, and tomorrow night, isolated storms. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Lakers burn out the Suns. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. First round NBA playoff action in Phoenix, and LeBron James and the Lake Show bounce back against the Suns in a thriller of a game two.
Here's Devin Booker dribbling left. Booker at the elbow. Booker picks it up. LeBron knocks it away. Stolen by the Lakers again. Here's Anthony Davis into the front court. Alley-oop to LeBron. Slam dunk.
The call on ESPN LA 710. The defending champs win 109-102. James finished with 23 points while Anthony Davis scored 34 and had 10 rebounds. The series now tied at a game apiece. Stanley Cup playoffs, game five between the Hurricanes and Predators went into overtime, where... Call on WCMC. Hurricanes win 3-2 and now lead the series 3-2. This is ABC Sports. More NBA playoffs. The Mavericks continue the upset in L.A.
Luka's got a pass to the basket. All the way to the hole.
Wait a minute, Luka. I didn't know you had that in your game.
The call on NBA TV. Luka Doncic slashed 39 points and the Mavs cruised to a 127-121 victory. Dallas takes a 2-0 lead in their series with the Clippers. To the Diamonds, it was a 2017 World Series rematch between the Dodgers and Astros, but this time L.A. came out on top.
Here's a 2-2. And a fly ball to right center field. It's deep, and it is gone. A home run.
The call on KLAC. Dodgers blow out the Stros 9-2, thanks in part to Justin Turner's two-run shot. L.A. runs its winning streak to 8 games. Reigning MVP Jose Abreu launched a two-run homer and rallied the White Sox to an 8-3 victory over the Cardinals. The Padres smacked the Brewers 7-1. Giants silenced the D-backs 8-0, and the Blue Jays beat the Yankees 6-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
With quality used pickups hard to find, the Nordis Motor Company invites you to see a 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500. In excellent condition, a 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model, a 2014 Ford F-150, and a 2012 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax. In on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
If numbers make your world go round, Landall Company wants to hire you. They're looking for an accountant to process activities associated with accounts receivable, handle ledger entries for sales, process commissions, maintain demo inventory, and file sales tax returns. If you are reliable, accurate, and able to communicate both verbally and in writing, and experienced with Mapix, IntelliChief, and Microsoft Excel, they are ready with a job and benefits for you. Please submit resume, salary requirements, and references to careers at Landall.com, equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The North American Meat Institute is defending its members against allegation of wrongdoing in the cattle market. The response follows a closed-door meeting between livestock and farm groups focusing on ways to improve cattle market transparency and a letter from Republican lawmakers to the Department of Justice. The lawmakers requested DOJ continue its investigation regarding cattle market manipulation. In reaction, Meat Institute spokesman Sarah Little said in July of 2020, USDA analyzed the effects of the 2019 Holcomb fire and the pandemic and finding no wrongdoing and confirming the disruption in the beef market was due to devastating and unprecedented events. She pointed to several announcements to build new packing facilities or expand capacity that will increase cattle slaughter capacity roughly 4%. In the letter to DOJ, the group or Republican lawmakers said, while black swan events do not always prove wrongdoing, additional attention can reinforce confidence in the system. The Blue Jackets heading back to Indiana. The National FFA organization announced yesterday they will hold their annual in-person convention this fall in Indianapolis. The event traditionally brings about 65,000 attendees. It will take place October 27th through 30th. Expected in-person events during the convention include American FFA degree ceremony, career success tours, competitive events, delegate business sessions, entertainment, the National FFA Expo and Shopping Mall, general sessions, student and teacher workshops, and the National Days of Service. In addition to the in-person event, the organization will also offer some virtual programming, including student and teacher workshops in the virtual FFA Blue Room, National Days of Service, and the streaming of the general sessions. For more information, visit convention.ffa.org. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewin Berger has 25 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewin Berger in Waterville today at 268-0647.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Tuesday was an ugly day in the futures markets for corn, for wheat, and for soybeans. Did not start well, certainly did not finish well. Not a very good day. July corn down 37 at the close at 620 and a quarter. September down 27 and a quarter at 541 and a quarter. Double-digit losses in most of the back months as well. Not a good day for corn. July soybeans down 11, 15, 11 and three quarters. August down 10 and a half, 14, 60 and a half. Back months were all double-digit lower, too. July soybean meal down $13.90 at $386.30. August down $12.90 at $386.40. Surprisingly, bean oil stayed very strong. July was at $66.69, up 156 points. August at $62.54, up 125 points. So turned out to be a pretty decent day for soybean oil, while the beans themselves and bean meal was sharply lower. July Kansas City wheat down 10 and 3 quarters, 604 and a half. September down 11 and a quarter at 611 and a half. Cotton did not fare so well. July cotton down 11 points at 82.71. October down 8 points at 83.67. Meantime, in the livestock complex, things weren't nearly as grim. June live cattle down a couple of pennies at 116.72, but everything else was mostly higher. August unchanged at 120.10, but after that, everything was green. August feeder cattle up 255 at 156.67. September up 252 at 157.92. So all in all, a mostly positive day for cattle. Hogs had a pretty strong day as well. June hogs up 190 at 115.25. July hogs up $2.17 at 117.50. So a pretty decent day all in all across the livestock complex. Corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat all took a pounding. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
We growers count on industry-leading high-quality AgroPro brand certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from the AgroPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgroPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic performance and data and a list of AgroPro associates at agroprowheat.com.
Farmers Cooperative offers something that's rare these days, a pension plan. Not only will you be with a supportive, caring team during your career, you'll have their support after you retire. Also, health benefits, 401k, and a chance to earn profit sharing.
There are openings across the board. Grain, agronomy, precision ag, tires and lubricants, and more. Learn more at myfarmerscoop.com.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Some people love the science surrounding it. Others love superstitions. The Day of the Blood Moon on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 26th, the 146th day of the year. The first American woman in space, Sally Ride, was born today in 1951. And on this day in 1896, the Dow Jones Industrial Average appeared for the first time ever in the Wall Street Journals. Believe it or not, the moon cycles are actually said to affect the stock market. It's called a lunar sell strategy. Traders are encouraged to buy on the new moon and sell on the next full moon. However, lunar eclipses are said to have no effect on the stock market, so it should be a quiet day on Wall Street. The lunar eclipse at its peak at 7:19 Eastern Time is the first of two this year. Here in the U.S., the lunar eclipse is visible and you won't need special equipment to see it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's T-E-N-S-I-O-N, corp.com/careers.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, I know you're not looking to give away your trash, but if you've got some treasures you're looking to sell, trade, or even give away, then listen to KNDY AM 1570 Monday through Friday from 9:35 to 10 o'clock and call Party Line at 562-2361. You may even hear a polka or two. Party Line on KNDY, inspiring Northeast Kansas for decades.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. The Tampa Bay Rays' 11-game winning streak came to an end when Brad Keller pitched seven strong innings and Salvador Perez hit a tie-breaking RBI single to give Kansas City a 2-1 victory. Rich Hill struck out a career-high 13 for the Rays. Tampa Bay's winning streak was the second longest in club history, one shy of the record set in 04 by the then Devil Rays, managed by Lou Piniella. Keller allowed one run, four hits, four walks, and struck out seven. Jake Brantz went one and a third innings before Kyle Zimmer got two outs to get his second save. Perez put the Royals up 2-1 on a sixth inning single. Again, the Royals over the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1. Wichita wins Surge Baseball, playing again back at home at Riverfront Stadium after two wins to close out the previous series. The Surge dropped the series opener yesterday 7-2 against the Springfield Cardinals. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Former Kansas Athletics Director and men's basketball student-athlete Monty Johnson died yesterday in Lawrence. His family confirming with Kansas Athletics, Johnson was 84 years old. He began his career in the KU Athletics Department in 1961 as Director of Public Relations, Business Manager, and Assistant Athletics Director. A former member of the men's basketball team in the 1950s, he helped guide the KU Athletics Corporation Board as an alumni representative from 1978 to 1987. After an 11-year banking career with Bank 4 in Wichita, where he became senior vice president, Johnson returned to KU as athletics director from 1982 to 87. He was KU's 11th athletics director, and one of his many highlights was the hiring of men's basketball coach Larry Brown, who guided the Jayhawks to the 1986 Final Four and 1988 NCAA title. I'm Rick Everett with a look at your Wednesday Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms, mainly overnight, some that rain heavy in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, becoming partly sunny, lower 80s. Tomorrow night, isolated chances of storms, 50, and Friday becoming sunny, cooler in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 55.
Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Charlie Pride with the perfect way to start the day. More on the way here from John Michael Montgomery, Gene Watson, Johnny Cash coming up. If you're a car guy, great song for you. Oh, speaking of, the DeLorean from Back to the Future has been added to the National Historic Vehicle Registry of Significant Automobiles. And there were three used for the movie, and this is the so-called hero car, the one used for all the close-up shots. It's the only one that survived. Apparently, the stunt car was destroyed when they made Back to the Future 3. It's right there, they should have just... You don't make a third sequel. Didn't the Godfather...